It says, teach them to observe. Matthew 28 says, teach them to observe. Right? You have got to learn how to teach in order to be a leader. Learning how to teach means that you have got to be able to communicate. You have got to take yourself to their level. Right? One of the things you cannot do is you cannot speak quickly. Some of you speak too quickly. Do you understand? It's like, Emilio, I was listening last night, and I understood everything you said, but I also know that I'm used to you. But you have a quick speech. So one of the things that we have to do is we have to learn how to slow down how we speak. Right? So that people can understand what we're saying. Amen? Another thing is, here's just a list of things. This is how I will be. It's not a grading. I never want you to think that I am going to grade this thing. What I am going to do is I am going to take and do an analysis of what you've spoken, which means that it is positive correction. Right? So I wanted to give you this. Number one, I want you to know that your personal appearance, you need to lose your headband. And you need to lose your hat. All right? Those are semblances of things that I don't see in leaders. You know what I mean? If you're going to wear a hat right. You understand? But a headband, in many ways, reflects street. You know what I'm saying? So your personal appearance must change to some degree. I'm not telling you to wear suits and ties. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you not to wear hats. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do these things, then you need to do them in a way that is a normal thing instead of a, how would I say it? I don't think you guys are rebels. I think it's some of your old habits. Amen? And like all old habits, they need to change for new habits in Christ. You know, that it's, to me, it's like your personal appearance must be neat. Right? Clean. Shaved. Right? I've gone through this with some of you already. You will be shaved every day. Every day. And if you have to shave twice a day because of an event, then you shave twice a day. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to grow a beard, I don't have a problem with a beard as long as it's trimmed. I don't have a problem with hair as long as it's kept. You know what I mean? It's just in all things, have a neat appearance. It shows order in your life. Right? Like me, you know, I am not the greatest example of a classy dresser. But all my clothes match and they are in repair, no holes, you understand? No big old threads hanging out anywhere. You know, you have got to be somebody that when people look at you, they don't spend their time looking at you. Did you get that? You have got to be somebody as a leader that when people look at you, they don't spend all their time looking at you. Did you understand that? All right? So, the Great Commission is the authority, of course. And what it says is, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So you have to first be taught. And then you have got to be able to teach. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Can you right now teach where people understand? I believe that all of you have a working knowledge of God and the things of God. But I do not have that confidence that you can relate those things to others. That's why we're starting today. All right? Again, you know, I want you to know that on this list, I kind of put an outline down for you. Number one, you will never teach out of any other translation except for the New King James. All right? Not the King James, not the New American Standard, not the NIV. The New King James. In this ministry, That is our standard, and you are not allowed to change it because you feel like it. All right? Now, it doesn't matter why, it's just the standard. Okay? Most people, you've got to always remember, this is something. Number one, you will teach out of the New King James. Always. Anything you memorize will be out of the New King James. That's like even you, Emilio, when you make cards, whatever, for this ministry. It will be the New King James, no more King James. All right? Everything in this ministry will be New King James. Everything. All right? You're in this ministry, and that is the standard. We will all operate by the same standards. Right? We will not in any way subvert authority. We will stay in that authority. Okay? Number two, you as a leader must slow down explanations and become relatable. Sometimes I will sit in the hallway and I will talk to a person and I'll have them calm down. And then I'll tell them why this has got to be. Right? Not very often. But if they're really trying, and you'll know the people that are really trying, and they're just not getting it, those are the people you take time with. Not the time bandits that just want to take your time and usurp it. You know, they want to let you see their point. Their point is irrelevant. If they're trying to understand, then you take the time to help them to understand. Right? But if they're just trying to get their point across, their point is irrelevant. You must be the teacher. They must be the student. Amen? Okay. So we're going to use the New King James, and we're going to slow down our speech to where they are relatable. That, you know, some of us can talk very quickly, but people can't hear quickly. Right? Now, if you look on this analysis of a Bible study, which will go on our records, right? That this will be part of our book that we're going to build. It says personal appearance. When you come in here, I want you to be just okay, where people do not look at you, but listen to you. Amen? All right. Number two, it says when you're giving a Bible study, your opening statement should be something that leads up to the topic. Right? If you listen to me every day, I bring people to a point where then, bang, I deliver the topic. Right? Your opening statement must be something that perks people's interest. As a whole, you must put your personal quirks aside. And remember that you are speaking to the people. Right? So you must have a mindset of being able to relate to the people. So your opening statement will be things that will lead people to the topic. And at that time you deliver the topic, whatever the name of that particular Bible study is going to be. Right? Now two and three can be interchanged. Usually I'll do the whole opening statement and then I'll pray and read the word. Right? Now, I don't care if you pray first, then do your opening statement. Right? And then read the word. But one thing you cannot do is you cannot digress in any way until you, number one, have made your opening statement that leads people to the topic. And number two, you have read the scripture that is the topic. Right? It's like right now, I would sit there and I would lead you to the topic, and then I'd pray, and oh God, help us to hear, help us to know, help us to want to know, help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And everybody says amen. And then I'll go, the Bible says, and I'll read the scripture. You understand? I'm giving you a format that you must follow. Because without reading the word, everything he said is not valid. So you got to read the word. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can read all the way through the Word, the subject matter, and then go back and take apart the whole Scripture piece by piece and explain it. Or you can read the Word and then explain the Scripture. Do you understand? But in either way, you must make it relatable. Are you understanding? And the Word of God must be the hinge of everything. Do you understand? Either way is okay with me. But before you digress, you must read the Word. Okay? Your opening statement is to show people generals. You must be relatable. You know, like this morning, what did I say? I said that this book is the owner's manual for people. But just like an owner's manual in a car, it does not work unless you do the things that it speaks. And God is not somebody that would have you to do something without showing you a way. I wish you'd sit over there so I don't got to keep looking at you. Then so that God does not want to take and just give you something to do without showing a way to do it. So you encourage them right away. Okay, God is going to show you this, but in the end, you must, at the end of the study, show them how to get there. You get it? Doing a Bible study with just general statements, but no fix-it, is no good. Right? At the end of it all, I always come back and I tell them the whys and the hows. Right? And I try to encourage, unless I'm making a point of a hinge. If you do this, this is true. If you do this, this is true. Right? So that they recognize that they must indeed apply these things to get to this point. You must show them how to get to these points. It says clarity of points. Now, when I'm making a point, I will pause. Right? You must pause when you're making a point. Sometimes I'll say, hello. Right? Did you get that? Did you get that? Because you must accent all your points in a Bible study. Right? You can digress. You can use different things that you need to know to teach them. Different scriptures. But when you are making a point, you must accent that point somehow so it sticks out. You get it? It can't be lost in the shuffle. You must know what point you're trying to make. Are you following me? Now, there is a progression in every Bible study. We're in number 6 now. There is a progression. It is like a 3 or 4 point sermon. You can have a 6 point sermon. But there must be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you must define that before you start. Now, as you get to a place where you do this all the time, you get those habits. Habits come by doing, right? After you start delivering for a while, they'll just flow. You'll know the beginning. You'll know the middle, you'll know the end, because you'll be used to speaking like that now. It is the delivery, right? But it says the progression of the study must include the beginning, the middle, and the end, showing reasons why we should listen, right? Why shouldn't you be a whore? Because the Bible says that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's a positive reinforcement of your point and the truth by the Word of God. You understand? I just picked that because it's a common thing that everybody goes through. Right? So you must take, including a beginning, middle, and end, and show the reasons why we should listen so we can be blessed. Don't you want to be blessed? That's the point. Don't you want to be blessed? Accent. Well, don't you? You get it? That accents that point. Don't you want to walk in the glory? Amen? Because you see, people must have some kind of reward system. I don't know why we're built like that. There must be a reward for that kind of system. So you must tell them the reward is to what? The point. The point. Amen? So, you must show reasons why they should listen and the advantages to listening. There's an advantage to listening to the Word of God. You must consistently, in all your studies, point that out. You see, look, if I just tell you the Word says whatever, and I go do it, people go, why? Because they're used to books. Amen. You read a book, but you don't necessarily listen to the book. See, you got to remember in this place, you're dealing with babes. So you got to speak to them like they're babes. Right? You got to keep your whole message. You are not dealing with an intellectual, scholastic society here. You are dealing with people that are trying to grasp the bare roots of the truth. Amen? It's up to you to make it relatable. You got to quit being where you're at, but take the knowledge with you that you have and make it relatable to where they're at. You know, I always tell people, you know, everybody's always telling me it's hard. And I go, no, jail is hard. Why? They can relate to that. Broken relationships are hard. Why? They can relate to that. Amen? What am I doing? They're trying to tell me it's hard, but I'm pointing out in their reality what's really hard. Right? So you must keep everything relatable to them. Whatever you're doing, you must take and make it in such a way that they understand. Now, in closing, and I really don't care if you close two or three times, you might be trying to give them two or three things that they need to, how to apply. Right? It's kind of a joke with all preachers. You know, we all close two or three times or one time. Sometimes I close once and bang, I'm done because that's the final point and I want them to hang on it. It depends on what you have chosen for your points in this study. But seven, in closing, you must show them every time how to take the Word of God. Every time to take the Word of God and how to apply it to their life. You know, the basics are the same. You got to learn how to pray. You got to learn to take the Word of God and apply it in your life. You got to do these things if you want blessings in your life. Right? You got to pray, fast, change. Are you understanding? The last thing that you got to learn about giving a Bible study is your final prayer will bring impact into their life. Amen? Now, your prayer should positively reinforce what your Bible study was, why you should do it. Amen. So when you're praying, you include those points, right? God, help us to do this. God, help us to do that. God, strengthen us. You understand? Because what a lot of people don't know is now this is the most spiritual part of it all, is when they say amen, they are asking the Lord for these things in their life. You get it? And it's a spiritual thing that you must learn. So it must be edifying and be of a nature where they can do it. They know they can do it with God's help. We can do all things. I'm always saying that. We can do all things. Through who? Not through me. Through Christ who strengthens us. Right? We can. Because why? Because God's always right. We're wrong. Because why? The Word of God says the truth. Are you following me? Now remember this. This is exactly what people are going to look at. They're going to look at you. Amen? That's why right on the top of the list, if you're going to stand in front of a group of people, they're not supposed to be looking at you. They're supposed to be listening to you. You get it? That's why your presence is supposed to be in the Lord and not have anything that would take them away from the Word of God. You get it? See, a lot of people look at me funny, but really my clothes are plain Jane. They just are. You don't wear pink pants and purple shirts and, you know, I mean, that's flash. You know, you want to wear something that is, I want to say appropriate, but I really mean plain. Not with accents, right? Not so people fasten onto a shiny button or a clip or a watch pocket hanging out. Or, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to have anything that's going to distract them, because our people are mostly distractible, right? So you want to have plain Jane clothes. Nothing that's out of the ordinary. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? Now, like I said, now 2 and 3 can be reversed. Right? I don't care how you do that. But you got to get that prayer in there. Because open the heart, open the mind, open the ears, let the eyes see. This is the spiritual part that opens up the spiritual part of that person when they say amen. Amen? Okay? So your opening statement leads them to the point where you give the topic. Don't do it. Whatever. You know what I mean? Reading of the word and delivery. You must read the word all the way through, chapter even. Sometimes I do that. Or verse by verse with the explanation. But the reading of the word is the hinge. The word of God is the power. Your digressing to explain it is something we do to explain, but the word of God must be first. Amen? That is the spiritual truth. Okay? Clarity of points. You must accent your points. You must pause, perhaps. It's like Emilio tells me I need to quit yelling. Well, maybe I do. Or maybe we need to record at a lower level or something. But what it is that is a way I make my point. You understand? Hello? You understand? That is a delivery technique. It is a technique of delivery. Okay? There must be a progression in your study. You cannot hang out too long in any area. Right? The first part, you make your point, you move into the middle, you move into the end. Right? 3 points. First, beginning. Middle, second. And third. And there must be clear points and clarification of those points. Right? 7. You have wasted your time with your study if you do not show Joe Blow Schmo how to apply it to his life. Knowledge without feet on it is no good. You should write that down. That should be one of our sayings somewhere. Right? Everybody wants to be a minister, but nobody wants to work. Stupid. You know what I mean? Knowledge without feet will get you nowhere. That's a better thing to say. Right? And the end, prayer must be edifying and be of a nature where they know they can do it with God's help. So when you're done with that prayer, help us, God. They know that their hope is God, not you. Right? And they know that if you can do it, they can do it too. You must keep yourself in a place where you are not up here, but you are right here at eye level with everybody in the room. You know, one thing that I'm blessed, and it's the Lord's favor, is that people know that I'm a been there, done that, but they know that I can come right to wherever they're at, and I'm there. And I keep myself there. It doesn't mean that I haven't grown. It just means that If you have knowledge but you can't teach it, it's worthless. Amen? You know, okay, I'm saved. Okay, you're saved. But have you not grown? And how would you grow if somebody wouldn't have been showing you different things that put feet to it to help you to learn how to grow? Now, a lot of it is self-study, but a lot of it is interaction with people that are your mentors and your teachers. And it doesn't got to be a best friend thing. And as a matter of fact, I'm here to tell you that the worst mistake you can make is to make a best friend. You need to let your best friend be Jesus. And you need to stay away from everybody else. And it's okay to be friendly. But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now that you need to make Jesus your best friend. Period. If you spend too much time with other people, you are not spending time with the one that you need to spend time with. Amen? I don't have spare time. I have a time assigned for my wife, and it's assigned, brother. I live a very organized life. And sometimes I will take that time because I have to. But I assure you that I have good friends, but I don't never see them. Why? Once every 2 or 3 months I might see them. But in fact, my time is the study of the Word of God. If you are going to be a man of God, or in the case that someday there will be a lady here that's a leader, if you're going to be a woman of God, you have got to have God time. Amen? You got to have it. You got to be in the Word. You got to be in prayer. You got to be able to be in that place in order to get that fresh word that you need for people every day. It's like I told them when I built that stage. I go, you know what? I go, you listen to me. Then my job is not to build stages, although I do it. My job is not to take and do construction, although I can. My job is to be a leader and a mentor to the people that are in this ministry, to be able to deliver a fresh word from the Lord on a daily basis. You understand? And your job is not to be best friends or whatever with anybody else. Your job as a leader is to keep yourself close to God so that you have a fresh word, you have discernment, you have what you need every day to be a leader amongst others so that you can give them what they need for that day. You must be full so that you can pour out. If you are starved, you aren't a leader. You need repairs. And you better always remember that if you're going to be a leader. I have one last thing I'm going to say. You that speak too much need to be quiet. And you need to listen. Amen? Nobody respects somebody that has ratchet jaws. Amen? You need to be one that is calm, cool, and collected, although we'll all flare once in a while, but you immediately come back to center. Amen? We're all human. I'm not telling you to quit being human. But you know what? These are leadership traits that you must have. If you just pissed off everybody in discipleship and you're up here giving them a Bible study, they're going to have a hard time receiving it. Right? So one of the things that you will learn is if you do not become best friends or try to be friendly with people, you probably won't be pissing them off because they won't be expecting anything from you of a special nature. You get it? What happens is in leadership, you know, people are always trying to hang on my leg or whatever, and I keep a distance. You know why? Because it is not my job to be their best friend. It's Jesus' job. It's my job to be full of Jesus so I can share with them those things that God has shared with me. All right? And whether I have best friends or not is not relevant. What's relevant is my calling, and that is to be a leader. Are you getting that? Now, is there any questions about deliveries of sermons? I think I've pretty much spoken to it in a way that should be understandable. Minutes. I don't care if it's 40, really, but you shoot for 30. Huh? It will be 30. You ain't going to get up, do 5 minutes, and sit down, Robert. 30 minutes. It'll be longer sometimes, but 30 minutes is the mark. I have found that unless the Spirit of the Lord moves, even when I'm giving a sermon like on Saturday night, I shoot for 20. Because my crowd is not hanging with me. You know what I mean? They're not saved. A short, precise message in an evangelistic setting is much better than a long, drawn out. But a teaching, and these are teachings that you're given, you must deliver a volume of material in an understandable way in a limited time. Now, each of you, for the moment, for the rest of this week and the next week, you will have your choice of tapes that you can listen to and draw subject matter from. All right? When I'm not here, I will assign subject matter. All right? Emilio is today, you're going to take and do what I asked, which is build a schedule. And you guys will be doing afternoon Bible studies. I will be sitting in the back. I will not be saying anything. But what I will be delivering to you is, now that I have given a teaching on this, I will comment on each and every one of these things. Now, do not take this as negative. This is a teaching tool. You understand? I give you a format that you are to follow, with the only exception being that like 2 and 3 can be reversed. Amen? All right? And so you can, isn't it better that you know what's expected?
Right.
Right? It will be 30 minutes. It will be timed. Smile. All right? Well, of course, pray, brother. Of course. But this gives you what? And don't expect, you know what? My first messages I ever gave sucked bad. So we're not recording any of these messages. They will not be used for ammo later on in our life. You understand? I wouldn't do that to you. That's like Jim said, I think you should, but I know we shouldn't. Right? We need to learn. And this is part of your learning. And you are going to booger up. But remember, God's in charge. When you learn to submit unto Him, to be prayed up, and to ask Him for guidance, He's going to anoint you. And what we're really after here is the anointing. Amen? Without the anointing, it's all in vain. You know what I mean? So what I'm telling you today is, here's your guide. Now, you can have, and I'll give you them, and I want you to redo it because I just want to do something, because I want the bad organization on it and the reformatting and everything. And this is going to be document number blah, 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 leadership's handbook, right? You understand? And it's no big deal to do that, I know, but I want to make worksheets for everybody so that you can take and, you can write down your titles and all that, and you can put notes on it also. So that you can work with things. Amen? You understand? So I'll give you the format. See, I'm not trying to, how would I say this? Focus you so hard on this format that you don't walk in the anointing. But what I'm trying to do is I'm going to try to teach you proper format so that God can anoint you in that easy, responsible thing. It's like tongues. You know what? If you're praying or speaking in tongues and nobody understands what you're saying, there's an anointing in tongues, but there's no understanding. You understand? So in all things, you have to be at a place where you can exercise the best gift, which is to prophesy, to be a prophet. To teach. And that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to raise up prophets. Amen? And that is the proper terminology for it. A prophet isn't somebody that walks around and says that you're going to die in 3 days. A prophet is somebody that can communicate the gospel to the lost and teach the truth to those that are saved and edify the body of Christ in the church. Amen? So I'm actually kind of excited that I finally got this far. And in a month or so, you'll be happier too. But I want you to know the next thing that's going to happen with you very soon is I'm going to let you work through this a week or two, and then I'm putting all of you into an Old Testament survey. And all your corrections must be done. It means you too. They better be done before you leave. I expect it, and I don't want to hear it. Yours done? Yours done? Yours done? Yours done? Okay. I want them done. And then I'm going to put you into an Old Testament survey that is very much similar to the New Testament. And it's going to be the same thing. Because you see, how do I know the Old Testament if I haven't studied it? I always am going back and picking pieces out. See, you've got to have knowledge to share knowledge. Right? You got to have it to give it. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you're operating on a half a tank, you can't share the other half of the tank. So you need the whole thing. But you guys are all doing good, and I just want you to know that everything's going to be okay. But in the end, you know, this is a good start. And I don't really want to number these by the pages, because we'll sit down when I'm done, when the Lord tells me I'm done teaching over this next month or so. And then we will sit down and chapter and verse and do the whole leadership manual teachings. Amen? Any other questions?
Yeah, if you progress slow on this, we are going to work on improving more. Can you give me a stage on that?
What do you mean?
Like our first Bible study, you know, we're not going to progress good on it. So
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Instead of looking on the negative side, which you're automatically doing, you need to just look to the positive side that it's not you anyway, it's Jesus. So you get more Jesus in you, and when you learn to let Jesus flow through you, it will all get better. See, I'm not expecting miracles overnight, but this gives you everything you need to format. And you're going to be very nervous the first few times. But you see, you know, what I've made big mistakes in my life as a teacher. And one is that I left and I let anybody teach. But I did not control subject matter. That means that I could have false doctrine. You understand? Which means I'm not being responsible. You will teach what you have been taught. Okay? That's what it must happen. At this stage of your growth in the Lord, you may think you have revelation, but if I don't watch it in 5 years, you will sit there and go, man, I was so wrong. You understand? So you must use what we know is true, what you have been taught, and don't go for that fresh revelation. Stay in those teachings that you know are true. Learn how to teach what you know is true, and in time, God will give you revelation. You understand? But I have to be careful that you even unintentionally do not feed wrong things to new people. Amen. Remember, you know, I told last year I made a statement and I stated that I will not have any teachers that did not graduate from discipleship. Do you remember that statement? And did you not see it come to pass? And everybody's mad at me. You know what I mean? There were a lot of people, you know, mad at me, including my wife. You understand? But let me tell you something. I don't care who's mad at me. I am accountable for what is taught in this ministry. You're not. You're accountable through me. Right? But I must teach them to observe. I must teach you to teach. I must do those things. That is my responsibility. I want everybody to just be able to do it. But I feel the burden of the truth, which is that if you teach wrong, you're not responsible. I am. Because I've shirked my duty. You get it? That's why I tell you, there's a tape room back there. Get you a tape. Listen to it. Study it. I don't expect you to deliver it the same, but it will in every way have these techniques involved. Right? So that you will be able to see the truth. And then you need to adapt it to your personality and your type of delivery in your personality as you learn technique so that you can deliver it relatable to the others out there that need a fresh word every day. No, you can bring the points down to 3 or 4 or 5. You know what I mean? I mean, whatever you feel like. I deliver. Sometimes I have hour Bible studies. And I do digress too far in areas. But I have a point I'm trying to get through any overall. Right? But I don't expect that out of you. I know where I'm going. Right? But you do what you feel you can out of what you are receiving. I mean, if I have 9 points in it, I'm sure that was a something. I don't know which one you're talking about. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm under the anointing, and I'm not blaming God because God is great. But sometimes He'll be speaking to me to speak to certain individuals. You know what I mean? Because I've learned to flow in His Spirit. And did I say learn to flow in the Spirit? That's what I meant too. We learn how to flow in the Spirit. We learn how to listen to the tuggings on our heart. We learn how to listen to that small, still, quiet voice. And that's another teaching all by itself. It's a learned thing. I'm going to tell you right now that God is speaking to all you guys every day. But how much you listen depends on where you're at with Him right now. But as you grow closer to God, you'll hear Him much more often than ever before. Because you'll be shedding your flesh, your pride. You know, it's like right now. I mean, I'm sitting there and to be honest with you, I always go through these things where I don't want to do things. Okay? Now, in the long term, let me tell you where the bad organization is probably going. Is we will probably be the sole discipleship entity on this campus. I don't believe Team Reach will be here. I don't believe that Hope for Homeless will be here. We'll be here. But we'll be running a thing like Team Reach. You understand? We'll be running nothing like Hope for Homeless. They'll just be gone. But we'll be doing those kinds of ministries in those streets. And I believe this in all my heart. You know? And I don't want to mess with kids. And yet God right now is propelling me into a place where I think that we're going to be running a dynamic alternative youth ministry. And that really blows my mind. You know? And I'm just sitting there going, you know, I don't want a God. You understand? But I'm going to be responsible in every way. I'm going to Barbados and Trinidad for a youth pastor's conference with YWAM, who's doing it, where people do 6 months of internship before they go out across the world and do ministry. And I'll be teaching on discipleship and on street witnessing and drugs and addictions and, you know, different things. And I am absolutely qualified in those areas. Right? But I only wanted to go for a week. But again, you see, it's going to be 2 weeks. So you see, what's happening to me right now is very simply that I am being propelled, not of my will, but of the Lord's, to do things that I must absolutely, He is compelling me to compel you to rise up. Because if I'm not here for 2 weeks, everything's got to be the same. Nothing can change. And I got to let you know right now that nothing will change. And that's why I've got to teach you what I know so that you can teach so that others might learn whether I am here or not. The things must be the same. When I leave, I will leave you an itinerary of what you must be about. as far as teaching while I'm gone, which means I got to sit down and do some really deep prayer and ask the Lord to help me, to help you, to bring the studies that the people need for 2 weeks. Man, you don't know what kind of responsibility I feel in that area. I'm going to be leaving on the 6th, which is Saturday, and I won't be back until the 20th, which is a Sunday. You know what I mean? And in all that time, I will be leaving after Saturday night service on the 6th. I think I'm leaving out of here at 11 o'clock, and then I fly to New York, and then I fly to Trinidad or Barbados or one of them, anyway. And I will be gone for 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, this place has got to run just like I'm here. So that means the teachings have got to be taught. Amen? And you guys got to do the teachings. And they got to be on subject matter, relatable. Now, how many people think that discipleship is running pretty smooth right now? It's the teachings. You understand? It's the challenging to learn more about God and the stability that is within the body now. That stability has got to stay the same. Right? Everything's got to stay the same. The glory of discipleship is that we are readable and our methods are the same. So we're dependable. You must be readable and you must be dependable as a leader. Amen? So, any other questions? I'm going to tell you right now, man, we all got to be dependable. And just like the Lord's blessing my life, after many years of ministry, the Lord will bless your life after many years of ministry. It's just, you know, it's nothing that you can rush. You got to just get in there and be like the old bull. Just dig in and walk. Let everybody else run around you. You know what I mean? Let everybody else, you know, flirt here, run over here for a while, run over here. Let them waste and dissipate their strength. You just walk. And you're going to get to where you're supposed to go. And they'll get lost along the path somewhere because they'll make a wrong turn because they're in a hurry. You just walk. Amen? Okay, do you have the information you need for the Bible studies? All right. Okay, you're dismissed.